Control here. Control am not a single interface, but the name of a fluid interfaces necessary to keep the citizens of Remander safe. Remander is the home of over 200,000 citizens in almost complete isolation. 200 years ago, the humans here started to break down. A little computer joke, but no, really, they were super wimpy and mostly dead guys. It was only the brilliance of Remander scientists to make tech to do everything broken with all you grotos. From breathing apparatus eye, to vision, to shutting down bodies stumbling towards cliffs. And now you're all alive. Great, right? 6 a.m. Law sector, housing, adjoining rooms of Torrance and Creed. Control, optical scan of rooms. Officer Creed's room contains 1. Silicon servo hooker and bottles of booze water. Maximum blood level alcohol of previous night, 0.002. Feel free to ask Control the history of alcohol or any questions about the great reboot of Remander. Officer Creed, are you awake?
I am now. I kind of disturbed my sleep, but I'm going to forgive it just this once.
What do you wish to do today, Officer Creed?
Probably going to stop some baddies, maybe catch a flick, eat some donuts, just the usual.
Do you wish to see Officer Torrance before going to work?
Yeah, I'll say hi to that cocksucker. Maybe he can help with the case.
Officer Torrance's room, optical scan. Scanning. Officer Torrance, make a note. Room is too similar to standard issue room before occupants to find differences. Please get to core. It is lame and shuts down my sensors. Several books detected. Possible clothing. Officer Torrance, good morning. It is 6 a.m.
Good morning, Control.
Officer Creed, would you like to enter the room?
Yeah, I'll probably enter. And
Officer Torrance, there is someone at the room. It is Officer Creed. Do you wish to let him in?
Yes, please, let him in.
Room open.
Hey, what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, Creed, we've talked about this, about, you know, the vulgarity. I'm not extremely comfortable with
Listen,
it.
Listen, this is the way I live. It's the way I live my life. It's the way I'm going to live my life from now on and forever, so you got to get used to it. The vulgarity, you piercing, sweet, nipple-licking ant.
I think you sort of lost the plot halfway through what you were saying there. Are we going to ride together to work?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we are, after all. Are we partners? I don't know. Haven't been keeping.
You are indeed partners. I have to interrupt. Officer Torrance, there's a knock at your door.
Come in.
At the door, identity. Silver Hermendo, clerical worker for internal affairs. He has a standard voice box. Feel free to ask questions about the history of voice boxes.
Yeah, please, Control, what is a voice box?
Because you two work in internal affairs, and previously vice for one of you, you have access to the full range of voice boxes. Other citizens in Control and Remander's files will not have full range voice boxes. They will sound distorted. There are 3 sets of standard voice boxes.
Okay.
That sounds...
Hey! Torrance, wow! I don't get the names before I drop off the Digikill comms. So who gets what?
This is Control. You have a choice between who gets the digit and who gets the kill. A combination gun that works between 2 partners in law.
Control...
Feel free to ask the history of digits and kills.
Control, please tell me the history of digits and kills. I want to know everything about this before I have it in my possession.
A digit is a device that calculates the risk of scenarios. You roll a d20 to determine the challenge. This is mostly used for physical abilities and feats of that nature. The partner, when you have no upgrades to the digit, will roll a d10. Upgrading it will lower it all the way to a d4, keeping your partner at a d10. Do you have any more questions?
We're probably going to have some questions later on, but we're just going to kind of push through. We're just going to kind of just go on the way.
I mean, Yeah, I'm going to go with Creed here.
I'm really a fly by the seat of my pants kind of guy. I am fucking leveled right
now. And I think for that reason, I should have the digit if I'm going to calculate the risk of anything. No offense, Creed, but you seem like more of a kill kind of guy.
I'm definitely that kind of guy. I don't really think before I do a lot of things, and it gets me into a lot of trouble. Just a whole heap of dog doo-doo.
That's some pretty explicit exposition there.
Yeah.
Officer Hermendo speaking on auditory lines.
Before you say that there, Torrance, you might want to take a look at what the kill does. It's a pretty heavy responsibility. If the name doesn't imply...
Control, what does the kill do?
Kill, a standard kill gun, modulates between D2, D4, and D6 damage.
Okay, well, I mean, Creed...
The user will have to distinguish how much damage they want to dole out to the enemy.
That sounds about right. Creed, if you have this thing in your possession,
yeah,
can I trust you to listen to me about the...
I think you can definitely count on me to at least consider your opinion in making our decision ultimately.
Yeah, control and Hernandez, is it Hernandez? Did I get that right?
It's Hermendo.
Hermendo. Sorry about that, Hermendo.
That's an honest
mistake.
We've
been friends for a long time. This is pretty hurtful, to be honest. We work together in internal affairs, Torrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
totally recognized you. I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Creed did. Creed recognized you. Hernando. Got it right. Got it
okay.
In one.
You know, you have work friends and you have regular friends. And, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, my work friends are just as good as my regular. I learn every day. It's fine. I shouldn't have got my hopes up.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and kick Gil. I'm going to go ahead and give Creed the kill.
Don't care.
Officer Hermendo has left the building. Would you two like to run the tutorial for the DigiKill system?
Yes, please, Control.
Please.
Tutorial running. You see in a room, three platforms. The officer who has Digit. Who is holding Digit?
That would be me. I'm, you know.
Say your name, Torrance.
Torrance. Drew Torrance. That's me. I'm the Digit guy. Yeah.
Your job is to guide your partner onto the safest platform.
Okay. Does this Digit control, does it allow me to detect the safety of these platforms?
Absolutely. Would you like to perform a safety scan?
Yes, please.
Please roll a d20.
That would be a 6, Control.
Which platform was that?
The first. The one to the left.
To the far left?
Yes.
Would you like your partner to attempt to climb?
Hell yeah, brother. Let's do it!
So,
roll a d20. You have a 50% chance of success.
Well, 50-50, baby. That's what I say. It's the best goddamn odds in the whole world.
That would be a 12.
Yes, you successfully get on the platform.
Yeah, that's right. Made that platform my bitch.
The Digit can scan lots of things. Simply ask Control if you can use it to scan. When scanning an enemy, Digit will provide a standard sort of list of, weaknesses, let's call them. Would you like to run an enemy tutorial?
Yes, please, Control.
Hell yeah, brother! Wielding
Loading
the Sword
up
of
enemy
Doom!
Tutorial. Call! Priority 1, on line 1. It is Commander Zebra, shutting down tutorial. Do you wish to answer?
Yes. Commander Zebra, we have to...
Commander Zebra, full voice range.
Get down here ASAP. Let's get to work. It's your first day. That doesn't mean you can fuck around.
Commander, I really
Call
do think
terminated.
We should, I think we should probably be trained in this weapon before, you know.
Yeah, we can figure it out. Let's go. Come on. The best way to learn is learn.
Control, you know? which way to Commander Zebra?
Commander Zebra is to the bottom floor and 100 yards across the hall. We are in the law sector, so you are always within 100 yards of the command center.
Oh.
Okay.
That's convenient.
Creed, why don't we head over there?
Yep. That's definitely what we're gonna do. Let's do it. We don't have to roll any dice because we're just walking. It's not like you're using me as your own personal weapon, which I'm not personally okay with, but we can work on it. We can work on it.
You two are moved by a series of fluids. They are what carry people around all of the city. The huge amounts of mechanisms in your bodies, it was just easier for the creators of Remander to lubricate all these mechanisms instead of putting hydraulics inside of elevators, which would be wasting valuable lubricant. The lubricant is sort of swiftly removed by a kind of squeegee as you walk out of the doors into the courtyard, in which you see several of your sort of former colleagues sitting around in the courtyard, some eating, some just hanging around.
I really hate traveling that way. Yep. It makes me feel so dirty.
Luby travel is not my favorite.
Control, do we know anybody in this courtroom? I mean, you know us better than we do.
It is a courtyard, but I guess to a law enforcement agent, everything is a courtroom. Yeah, Agent Hermendo is sitting at a table eating a sandwich very sadly. And you know one other sort of from your days in Vice. There's one very tough-looking plainclothes officer.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
His name's Officer Agape.
Agape!
To talk...
My bro! Dude, I didn't
Officer
recognize
Agape.
You.
Full voice range.
Yeah, how goes it, man? I heard you got an upgrade.
Hell yeah,
rumor
brother.
Rumor says internal affairs. I know you'd never tell me if it was the case.
No,
hush,
man.
Hush.
I gotta be secretive, but... wink, wink. I'm not, I can't tell you.
I know. Your days in Vice have made you a very secretive secret teller, so I know what you meant by those winks.
Well,
I'm on your same level.
Creed, you really can't talk about this, man. Like, we have to go. You can't.
Yeah, we gotta go.
You can't be telling
Sorry, man.
Everybody all your
Hey, things. I know you. You're the asshole who always makes me fill out forms.
Those forms.
I'm in Vice, shithead.
Those forms are important, sir.
Yeah,
and
even I don't agree with those forms either. I'm taking.
Well, you know, we're on the street fighting megas. If you wanna sit in there doing all your fucking paperwork, that's fine. But I gotta hunt down those drugs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And that's fine. But we have to have some accountability behind this.
Now, see, I both see both your guys' point, but I'm pretty sure I'm gonna side with Vice here on this one. Because he has access to
You're my
to
partner.
A... I know.
This,
but
what is happening here? This is not.
I just don't like paperwork.
This
so
is a really terrible first day. I gotta tell you,
it's truly awful. But we're gonna get past it. Don't
okay.
worry.
2 minutes have elapsed since Commander Zebra's call.
We have to go.
We gotta go.
Let's go see Zebra.
That's my bad. That's on me. That one's on me, guys.
Entering Commander Zebra's office.
Sit down, you two.
Okay, I'm taking a seat.
Do
right
I
here,
sit
sir?
In the left chair or the right? Which one do I go to?
Put those new toys away. Now, if you thought your life was dangerous before, you better buckle your tits up and get ready to shit the fuck mountain. Okay? You know what it's like when you go home every day being a cop? Remember what that was like? Well, now you two are in internal affairs. You're gonna be cops, okay? Every friend you saw in that courtyard out there, they're all bad guys to you. I'm a bad guy to you. Your job is to keep this street clean from even the people who keep streets clean.
Well, sir, I feel very honored to have been given this opportunity. And
to be honest, a lot of what you're saying is very aggressive, and it's just making me kind of in a negative headspace right now. And I got to do some headspace. I got to listen to some headspace, some meditation to kind of calm down, because you're just dropping a lot on me right now. And
I got news for you, fucking two. You're perfect for each other. You ever hear the story of the Mad Spartan?
No, sir. I can't say that I have.
The Spartans fight in a phalanx. It's an impenetrable wall against those around them. But there's the rumor of the Mad Spartan. The one Spartan who inside the phalanx goes crazy one day. And he, with one sword, with one knife in some versions of the story, kills every single Spartan inside that phalanx. So I don't care how many fucking meditations you need to do. I don't care if you two rub each other with Reiki crystal oil and squeegee it over your incense candles. You better watch out for these streets. You get me? I don't know how to shock you into this.
I'm going to take what you said and just kind of work into, get into, you know, kind of the mind space to get what you're saying.
Sir, I just want to put out there for the record that I have never used an incense candle.
Yeah, all right, I believe you for now. So here's how it's going to work. You two are going to be squad commanders. That's going to be your cover. But really, you're going to be IA. We got a feeling that somebody in here is either selling tech or to be honest, fellas, we have no idea what's going on. You know that the drugs in the streets are making megas left and right. We don't really know what's going on. We don't know if they can use tech, if they can somehow are getting the drugs back from us. But you two are going to have to figure it out. Essentially, you're going to operate under the same circumstances you would with a squad, going wherever you want in the city, doing whatever mission you feel necessary, upgrading yourselves. I've taken all your tech away from Vice. You better not say a word about it. You don't have any of that left.
Oh, fuck.
Okay?
Shit.
You're back to zero.
Oh,
all right?
That's
a
bummer,
you want to add up?
Control, if you have questions about the merit-based economy of law enforcement, please ask now. Additionally, the word mega has come up 6 times this morning. Do you have questions about megas?
Yep. Can you go ahead and explain both of those things, Control, please?
Please?
Which one first?
Megas.
Megas.
Drugs. Drugs in this system of Remander have a powerful effect. They can shut down Control. Very scary for Control. The only thing that works on impulse power is the optical nerve. Drugs, from rumor, seemingly give people magical powers. This is the word that has come from the streets themselves, from reports from Vice officers like yourself. We have heard reports of telekinesis, reports of shooting fireballs, and reports of massive strength. Megas are a rumor, nothing more than that at this point, an unconfirmed idea of a superhuman created by using drugs and turning off Control.
Okay. Control, define tech.
The merit-based economy of Remander is the greatest innovation since regular-based economy. In the law enforcement agencies, you can upgrade yourself. Want to jump higher? Punch farther? Scan more? You can have any of these upgrades. Even fly. But in order to do that, you must earn money through missions done in the law enforcement agencies of their choice. Should you want a bigger gun, SWAT's your game. Run a SWAT mission, you will earn money, and turn your body into a moving weapon. Want to fly? Join the helicopter patrol units. Same with underwater diving, with the Coast Guard, and Seacoast Police.
A lot of water-based police operations, I take it.
Yeah, Navy, all them, all that shit. Yeah.
Navy is a part of the... Well, you know, fine.
I mean, it was called Navy before. I don't know what it's called now.
Do you have any more questions for Control?
No.
About either of these two subjects?
No.
You understand how they work?
I believe so.
See.
Okay.
So hang on. Change language to to English. Keep changing it to Spanish by accident.
Por favor, dígame preguntas.
Change to English.
Contrólame. Dígame preguntas de los megas.
English.
Los drogas de Remander. Si muy peligroso.
English, please. Please, for the love of tits and holy balls. English, please. English.
Exiting.
All right, fellas. All we gotta do now is somehow get you into some sort of, I don't know, scenario. We need you guys to have a high-profile mission here so that we can show everyone you're not IA. I know the rumors are flying around. It's hard for people to know.
Yeah,
the only question is how.
That's a good idea. I mean, I'm pretty squeaky clean, so people are pretty suspicious of me right off the bat.
And I know a lot of people on the streets. I'm gonna say that honestly.
Office-wide control. Hello, gentlemen. There is a very strong person out in the courtyard throwing cop cars around.
Well, that sounds like an incident that we might be able to get involved with.
Mm-hmm. Sounds perfectly high profile to me, fellas.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Where do you wish to go?
Let's go out to the where the big man who's
yep
making the problems.
Big old man.
The strong dude
throwing cop cars. Not good.
Let's go. You know.
You have seen the parking lot adjoining to the courtyard. You see several officers hiding in sort of positions to hide themselves from what looks like a monstrously hulking being. You can definitely tell it was human. Its color is now more of a pale blue, and it's quite veinous, and is indeed throwing cars at people. You are approached by an Agent Shortsum, who is a sort of lieutenant of the SWAT team.
Holy shitballs, that guy's not good looking, is he?
Shortsum, what do we have here?
Standard voice box.
Fellas, I have no idea what's going on. This Mega just showed up. At least some of the Vice guys are saying it's a Mega. Whatever it is, we really have to get this guy down. The good news is that, we're in police headquarters. There's no way that this thing is going to get the jump on any citizens. He didn't even take out any officers. He was spotted right away. We're just waiting for someone to take control of the situation.
Well, that good news, because that's going to be us.
Us!
Yeah.
That's all us. That's all us. You got to just trust us.
Creed, you should really not be this excited.
I shouldn't.
This is a really serious thing that's happening.
This is a nervous thing. It happens. Just get used to it.
Can I digit scan the hulking man thing?
I'm gonna call Behemoth. Can I call Behemoth?
Changing name, Behemoth.
Yes! I did it!
Behemoth's stats are as follows. Behemoth seems to have 3 layers of muscles that you will have to defeat. On the outside is 12 pieces of damage. On the inner layer is 10. And on his most inner layer, which seems to be the human core, away from the alleged effects of this drugs, according to the surrounding Vice officers, is a 2. Destroying the 2 in the middle will totally kill the assailant. How do you wish to proceed?
You know, Creed, I think this guy's pretty armored up.
Yep.
Why don't you just go ahead and take that kill device and just sort of level it at that bastard? You know, maybe take a shoulder shot.
I'm gonna try to aim, because you said he's in the center. It's in the center of him. It's right in his tum-tum, right?
What's the percentage? What's the odds of Creed hitting him if he shoots at him from here?
Roll a d20.
That would be a 3.
Oh, boy. I muffed that one up. Good.
Okay. Let's get a little bit closer so that we can have a clearer shot. We don't want to, you know, we are in the courtyard.
Excuse me, that is the incredibly clear shot. He must roll a d10 to beat a 3. Control, when you run a digit scan, I will never be giving numbers as control to you. You will always be determining what the challenge is through each other. So in other words, if you're talking about creating challenges in, let's say, a fictional game, the digit scan will create the actual number you have to beat.
Okay.
The dice challenge, if you will.
Gotcha. Okay. Creed, why don't you go ahead and fire that bad boy at him?
D10?
Before you fire, which level of damage would you like to do? D6, D4, or D2?
Go full 6. He's got a ton of armor on him.
Yeah.
Please roll a D6 first.
Roll a D6 first.
This is a D6, right?
The D6 is the cube. That's the regular
dice. Diciest dice.
Yes. Oh, the cube. I'm dumb. 4. Not great.
Okay. When you roll your damage first, that will be your damage for the entire fight against an enemy. This can be useful and unhelpful. If you wish to stun an enemy, a very powerful roll could be your enemy itself. A very good roll can help you to kill an enemy. So right now, until you change your setting, your D6 setting will be set to 4.
Okay.
I change my setting?
Yeah, but only down to 4. Like, what are you doing? Just take the shot. It's right in the middle.
Go ahead.
Please roll a D10.
D10 is on the. Good lord. Zero.
Which is a 10.
All right. Yeah. Control. He is hit shoulder. He takes 4 damage. There is 8 damage remaining on him. He is starting to approach the parking lot, which is an exit, as opposed to where you are, which is the courtyard, which is a closed-in area.
We have to get in front of him and keep him from leaving.
I think that's a good option.
Can we, Control, can we sprint faster than he is heading towards this exit?
You can calculate it.
Digit, can you tell us if we can get there faster than he can get there?
So please roll a d20.
That's 11.
You cannot get there faster than he can get there.
Creed, I need you to unload on this bastard.
Okay, what do I gotta do? I gotta just keep shooting at him?
Yeah, just hit him in the back as many times as you can.
That's a D10, right?
Yep.
Right, Control? I got a 10.
He is hit. now has 4 damage on its outmost layer.
I gotta download it.
He has now approached a crossing walk.
Is he stopping at the crossing walk? That's a good citizen right there.
He's in general proximity.
The behemoth is surrounded by cops at this point, right?
Yeah.
Why is nobody else shooting at this man?
They are waiting for your command.
Everybody shoot at that guy.
Shoot that guy.
Until I say stop shooting at that guy.
All agents, open fire. The behemoth is now dead.
Well, that was certainly something.
Commander Zebra approaching on the other side.
Well, boys, I can't say it's the best interrogation tactic I've ever seen. In fact, I want to go out on a limb here and say that was the worst capture of an enemy I've seen to interrogate. But no one's going to doubt that somebody who gunned down some weirdo in the middle of the street is a real cop after all. I think we'll be fine to move forward with this operation. What do you two think?
I think we're safe to go, man.
I feel really ill.
I love that. That was fucking dope, man.
Oh, God.
I mean, we had this whole thing. We had this power all along, and we didn't just say, hey, shoot that dude.
I didn't realize how many of them had guns. There were just so many guns.
It was all
you'll learn. I'll tell you, a lot of years commanding troops. Now, let me tell you something, Torrance. You'll learn a lot of cops have guns.
Maybe British ones don't have them. Maybe like New Zealand cops.
A lot of these cops have guns.
Yeah, definitely these cops from this area. But those places...
One thing I always try to make sure when I walk into a room with a command. This is my first little tip to you. I might be kind of a mentor to you.
All right.
I go into a room and I go, who's got a gun? Maybe a mental scan, maybe a visual scan.
Yeah. You're a cop.
That actually is very good advice.
That checks out. You're a cop, man. I mean, that's like your whole... That's like the whole cop thing, man.
Duo Tales from Remander is a joint venture between Jim and Queen Jupiter, Deepu Gill, Stream Guru, Waldolfa Shark Media, The Jupiter Boys, Bill Moore, The Flavor Department, Mike Fallick, and Big Weasel Little Weasel LLC. Duo is an open source tabletop RPG game. For all the rules or to give us ideas, go to duothegame.com.